we haven't met, I'm Helen Grace, and you're listening to the Who You Needed podcast. Do you ever just hit an iceberg in your creative flow? And no, I'm not just talking about a rush of doubt, but an outpour of doubt that washes over you. To show you how much doubt I was really struggling with in the last week, here's a song that I recorded in the shower while I was singing to myself. It was to the point where I couldn't think of anything.
I don't feel like myself. I don't feel like myself.
If you can relate, stay tuned for more. Whenever people tell you about hitting a roadblock, they never mention that it's progressive. One day you just decide to take a rest because you're feeling a little tired, and then the rest period becomes one day, and then the one day culminates into 5 days. And I'm saying this out of experience that oftentimes the flow of creativity can get disrupted by distractions. Sometimes the priorities get misaligned because we lose track of who we are. And Simon Sinek has released a book called Start With Why, and there are thousands and millions of books about finding our identity. But the root of the problem was just where my focus was. It's so much less about technique, but perfecting the craft over years upon years. And I think one of the biggest distractions right now in our era is looking at people who have done it for decades and comparing our performance to them, when in reality, our only competition is ourselves. Here's the truth. I can give you data. I can give you facts. I can give you news stories and article publications, but nothing is as effective as a real good story. So here's a short story I wrote to encapsulate my point, and then I will unpack it later on. Here we go. The light was bare. You could barely hear or see the leaves move back and forth against the rough wood of the forest. And Baker was walking home from a long day of work. Her shoes felt like rocks seated deep inside her heels. Why she decided to wear Converse high tops in 104 degree weather, no one knows. But she did understand that she wanted to get her crush's attention. As she kept walking, her mind began to wander as she stared at the ground, and the red pile of leaves felt like warmth. The red and green colors interwoven with one another took her to another place, one where she was far removed from the messy footsteps of cars zooming across the highway. An oppressing thought started to repeat back and forth in her mind. Are you happy, Daddy? Are you happy? This question persisted as she watched her father with glass eyes through her teardrops. She pictured his smile and the way that he giggled when she spilled vanilla ice cream on the ground. Her father, Mac Baker, died 3 years ago, and Baker often remembered the last day they were together. Crunched up leaves woven into her sandals as she inelegantly untangled pieces of wood from her hair. Are you happy, Daddy? Those were the last words Baker ever said to her father before she went to school. The daunting question would follow her every day. It was in that day in particular that her father, Mac, died in a tragic car accident. Little did she know that the answer inside Mac's head was no. No, I'm not happy. I live my life full of regret, wishing that I could be the father that you wanted me to be. And as he looked at his own reflection in the mirror, he failed to recognize how the car collided with his, and he died instantly on impact. The sudden realization that Baker's father had died impacted her profoundly. Not in the way that you think. Yes, it did traumatize her, but the way that she lived her life was flipped upside down. She began to realize that life can change in a split second. and she embraced the value of moments when you could sit and allow the pain and the sadness and the joy and happiness to wash over you like a wave. The thoughts of perfection, of having it right, was gone. Her father had spent countless hours perfecting and novelizing over things, but she wanted to obsess over the quality of her life. You see, Mac Baker was a famous watch collector, oftentimes owning specialty Rolexes and Patek Philippes that would often sit in dust at his many travels across the country. And young Baker, specifically Jennifer Louise Baker, realized the value of having moments and experiences over things. As I spoke to Jennifer just yesterday, I asked her a question that would radically change my perspective about the rut. She said that it's often in our mistakes, in our rumbles in life, that the most beautiful moments come out, because the plot of the story is often in the conflict, isn't it? She asked me. And my eyes started to widen as I looked at this incredible woman who had gone through a horrific life experience of losing her father, of feeling lost, and yet she knew how to embrace the small moments. And she allowed those moments to turn into lifelong experiences that would culminate into a mastery of life, of joyful living. You see, I tell this story to present to you that maybe the root of our rut is not that we're not good enough, but the fact that we're not embracing the mess, the beauty of life experiences, the joy of being challenged in our weakness, of being stretched, the point where you're at your weakest, when you don't want to create anymore, when you feel like the world is against you, and why do I have to spend this hour doing something that just sucks? But I present to you that maybe in that low moment is joy. I know what some of you might be thinking, not all of you, but some of you that listen to this podcast. What? There's joy in just suffering? But I want you to think of creativity like you would sports or athleticism. We don't start out great at football or soccer, baseball, track. I certainly didn't. I was probably one of the worst runners ever. Maybe even some of the worst sprinters, going as fast as 6 miles an hour and having my heart rate go up to 180 beats per minute. Admittedly, it took falling on my face and mentally challenging myself to keep going when my legs literally hurt so much. But I kept going because I loved it, and the love of the art surpassed the pain that I felt momentarily. A friend told me this, that sometimes we can be so myopic in our vision that we lose sight of the long-term goal. And here's another thing that I'm guilty of. Do you ever just show up to write at your desk and self-edit everything that you write? You just don't even let yourself write. You're just like, that's no good. I've been that person that just walks out after 1 minute. I think in creativity, we make it so philosophical that sometimes we lose the art of the tactical experience, the joy and the challenge of sitting at your desk at the same time every day, showing up for yourself and being ready to pursue the thing that you love. I know a lot of you that listen to this podcast, you're creative, you're a photographer, a podcaster, an artist, a writer. It's never been easier to get distracted, to look at our phones, to check those emails, to make those graphics when you should be working on your craft and learning something new. If creativity is discovery, then we must train ourselves to channel it and to practice it. Eventually, I hope I'll get good at it. I hope I've gotten better at it. But man, if I can tell you the amount of times I've wanted to quit creativity, there wouldn't even be a book long enough to share that with you. But the reason why I keep going and the reason why I am challenging you to get out of the rut, if you're listening to this because you think you might be in a rut, is because it's worth it. If you identify as a creative and it's in your bones to create, then the amount of suffering and tired nights where you feel like you can't possibly get anything more out is minuscule compared to the beauty of showing up and doing it. It's like running your heart out 20 miles and feeling like you can't go anymore. And you still keep going because you've set a goal in your mind to accomplish it. My goal at Who You Needed is to eventually get to a place where I can write 30 minutes of content by myself. And man, it's so hard. Right now, I'm at minute 11 and I still find it challenging after 80 plus episodes of editing and publishing to get good. But the love of the art again is what's so worth it, and the people that you get to meet. If you're a creative who is wrestling with putting out their art because they think they're not good enough, trust me when I say that I've probably published worse art than you. But it's that act of bravery that is going to unleash more of that greatness. Fail forward, fail gladly, embrace it. It's worth it. And so, my friends, I'll leave you with this. A great quote from Francis Chan that says, "Our greatest fear should not be a failure, but of succeeding at things in life that don't really matter." My name's Helen Grace, and you've been listening to the Who You Needed podcast, season 2, episode 17. If you like episodes like these, go ahead and follow and subscribe to the podcast. Also, rating and subscribing the podcast on Apple or anywhere you listen to podcasts helps us reach more people. Preferably 5 stars, but it doesn't matter. Thank you so much for your time. I'll talk to you next time.